Bank of America circles the wagons.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning to you. I'm Bob Moon in for Steve Chiotakis. Bank of America has assembled a special action squad of sorts, according to the New York Times. It's in response to a threat by Julian Assange of the website WikiLeaks, who has vowed to expose corruption at a major U.S. bank. In the Times reports, a team of up to 20 top executives of B of A have been reviewing cases in which computers were lost or compromised. Forbes magazine reporter Hala Toriale is on the line to talk about this. Thanks for joining us.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
So just why would B of A be so defensive before we know for sure which bank WikiLeaks claims to have the dirt on?
Well, it seems right now all fingers are pointing to Bank of America. Back in late 2009, Assange actually did reveal to a publication that he had about 5 gigabytes of information specifically on Bank of America. And though recently he hasn't confirmed that Bank of America, all fingers are pointing there simply because we've put two and two together.
What might a WikiLeaks data dump like this mean for Bank of America? Any guesses as to what's in there?
You know, it's hard to say. When the information first came out, shares did drop that day below $11, which it hadn't done in so long. But you know what? When you look back from November 30th, when this info came up, Bank of America stock has done pretty well. And I even wrote in a piece recently on my blog on Forbes saying that maybe Assange is actually working for Bank of America because their shares are up over 20% since it has dropped. There's no way that this bank will actually fail as a result of some WikiLeaks.
Do you think this could have the effect of redirecting some of the heat that WikiLeaks has been taking, given that a lot of Americans think even less of the big bailed-out banks?
To the extent that whatever he released at Bank of America and changing the hearts and minds of people who already don't like the guy, I don't think so, especially when you're going after an industry that's already so criticized. I think it would almost be like, you know, tell us something we don't know. This is an industry that's been so criticized in the last couple of years, getting the bailouts and the scandals, the foreclosures. I don't think this will change really the outlook on Julian Assange.
Hala Toriale with Forbes magazine. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks.
Let's do the numbers. Seems Wall Street is still in the mood to celebrate on this first trading day of 2011. The Dow is up 122 points, more than 1%. The Nasdaq has bounced nearly 2%. The S&P 500 is up 1.75%. One thing I can predict with certainty, today the stock market will turn in its best performance so far this year. Facebook's lucky number this morning is $500 million, as in dollars. The New York Times reports that's the amount of a cash infusion for the social networking site that's coming mostly from Goldman Sachs. What's the deal? Marketplace's Scott Tong is here to dissect that for us.
Well, Bob, let's talk a little bit about the business model. Facebook makes money selling ads, and it sells what are called virtual goods. You play a game, you want the fastest car or something, you have to pay real money. And we're talking about 500 million users around the world who now know that the word friend is a verb. What's interesting is this Goldman Sachs investment reportedly allows a complicated investment where the company doesn't have to go public as an IPO, and because Facebook is wary of going public. I just spoke to Stacey Kramer over at the website paidcontent.org, and here is her take.
There's a certain irony that Facebook, which is based on everyone telling everyone everything about themselves, really wants to stay private. They don't want to issue their results. They don't want to be responsible for the kinds of things that you have to do when you're a public company.
But does this increase the pressure on Facebook to go public now?
Well, some say it does. Under the SEC rules of Securities and Exchange Commission, if you have 500 shareholders in your company, then you're supposed to disclose your financial results. And so the thinking is, well, once that information is public, then maybe the company will just go public. Still, the company is resisting that, and the CEO, Mark Zuckerberg, said lately, don't hold your breath.
Marketplace's Scott Tong in Washington. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Yellow Book 360, offering a spectrum of marketing tools for small businesses designed to go beyond yellow. More at yellowbook360.com. And by the all-new Chevrolet Volt, available soon in select markets. Details at chevyvolt.com. The all-new Chevrolet Volt. It's more car than electric.
Later this week, what happens in Vegas will not stay there. Las Vegas is hosting the Consumer Electronics Show, one of the largest gadget trade shows of the year. Nearly every big tech company shows off their latest gizmo. Marketplace's Jennifer Collins reports that this year, the iPad has launched a lot of Me Toos.
Stop into Best Buy later this year, and this is what you'll see.
Tablets, 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 tablets.
Michael Gartenberg is with tech research firm Gartner. With an estimated 13 million iPads sold, he says Apple is the king of the tablet, for now.
This year is going to be the year where vendors try and take that crown from Apple.
Vendors like Hewlett-Packard, Motorola, BlackBerry maker RIM may introduce as many as 47 new models at the Consumer Electronics Show alone. Gartenberg says some of these new tablets are bound to strike consumers as too expensive, too cumbersome.
Some will be, in the words of Dorothy Parker, products that should not be tossed aside lightly, but rather thrown with great force.
But there will be dozens of others to choose from. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
And finally this morning, while we're on gadgets, Apple says today it's fixed the problem with malfunctioning alarms on its iPhones since the new year began. Some Marketplace listeners tell us their alarms are working correctly today, but others have emailed with continuing problems. There's word of the same in Europe and Asia. So what went wrong? No details yet, but remember how Steve Jobs explained the last big trouble with the iPhone's antenna?
Most smartphones behave exactly the same way.
I'm not really sure he'd try using that one again, so maybe he could go with this one.
We're not perfect, and phones aren't perfect either.
That's the trouble ticket. It can happen to the best of them. Don't be alarmed. You can let us know if your iPhone alarms are working yet. You'll find our contact link at marketplace.org. I'm Bob Moon in Los Angeles, and this is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
In the fight against online retailers, campus bookstores are selling a lot more than instructional materials.
The margins are much better on the hoodies and the sweatshirts and the shot glasses.
I'm Bob Moon. College stores become one-stop shopping destinations. Next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.